So who's up for a hike? Let's start by planning to cover more than 60 miles and over 26,000 feet or so in elevation. Bring your skis, crampons, and avalanche protection gear as well, because we're going to be doing this in the Swiss Alps. Oh, and in winter. By now, you realize this is no ordinary hike or route. I'm describing the hot route, and what normally takes about a week or so to accomplish took my next guest less than 27 hours to complete. Just another adventure for St. Johnsbury native and world-class skyrunner and mountaineer Hilary Girardi, who I spoke with previously about a year ago and joins me now again. Hilary, thanks so much for being with us on Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having me, Mitch. It's a pleasure to be back on with you.
So I want to sort of back up a little bit here. And for people who are not familiar with the term of what you do, you are a skyrunner. That sounds a little bit like something out of a Ridley Scott science fiction movie. But give us a quick overview of what a skyrunner is, what you do, and what you've been doing in France.
Yeah, so skyrunning is kind of, I would say it's a little bit of a niche discipline within trail running typically. And the easy definition that I usually use is kind of like, if you have to use your hands and scramble a bit at some point, then it's skyrunning instead of trail running. But I think that the style of moving through mountains is probably pretty familiar to most Vermonters because a lot of the trails in the Green Mountains are pretty technical as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you go up Mount Mansfield, there's parts of that to get to the top where you do have to start using your hands and clamber over some rocks and what have you. But tell us about the hot route here. What does it take to complete that? Give us an idea of the distance, the elevation, and some of the obstacles involved.
Yeah, sure. So, I'll actually correct you a little bit. So,
sure.
It's a French word, so you might say haute, kind of like haute couture. The French would call it the haute route, or even more often, le Chamonix-Zermatt, because it is a famous ski traverse that leaves the town of Chamonix in France, which is where I'm based, and then leaves France pretty quickly and traverses a large portion of the Swiss Alps to get you all the way to Zermatt, Switzerland. At the base of the Matterhorn. And typically people do this kind of route with a mountain guide, and they would do it over probably 5 to 7 days or so, staying at mountain huts along the way. The route that we chose was to aim to go the sort of quickest way possible, shortest distance. Obviously, you can't just draw a straight line because there's a bunch of mountains in the way, but a relatively safe straight line across the way. And so that involved going up and over 8 different mountain passes. And at some point, we had to sort of take our skis off and put them on our backpacks to hike straight up because it was too steep, sometimes with crampons and ice axes. We had one occasion where we had to use a rope to rappel down a pretty steep section. But the classic haute route that you might do with a mountain guide, typically you don't need lots of technical skills, but because we were kind of trying to go as direct as possible, it was a bit more technical than the regular route.
This is something you said would normally, if you're going to do it with a guide, might take about a week's time or so. If I'm getting this right, you completed this route in just over a day. First of all, how did you do that? And second of all, why did you want to do that so quickly?
Well, I mean, as you know, I'm definitely have a penchant for speed and endurance athletics. And I learned that there was a men's record on the route and actually a series of men's records that had been established and beaten over the last few decades. And I admit that kind of piqued my interest, knowing that guys had been doing it, but women hadn't done it yet. And also sort of my background as both, you know, in the last decade or so, an endurance athlete and also someone who loves alpinism and ski mountaineering. It seemed like a really cool way to kind of combine different projects and to sort of put it out there like, hey, you know, women can do this too. This is a place for us as well.
Well, you did this with, and I'm going to try to get the French pronunciation right on this one, Valentine Fabre. Is that the companion you went with on this particular excursion?
That's right. Yeah. Valentine Fabre, who is a former French ski mountaineering champ, and she did a lot of the World Ski Mountaineering Championships. She's also a doctor in the French Army. So she's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
So you accomplished this route in just under 27 hours, which is remarkable. And you are the first women to do this, no matter the time. As far as you know, you and Valentine were the first women to ever complete this whole route.
In one shot.
In one shot.
Without stopping.
That's
right. Yeah. We had initially set out aiming to do it in under 24 hours. But sort of one of the things that makes this route so interesting and a huge challenge is that there are so many different things that have to line up in order for it to work out. The stars really have to align. You know, I'm a runner, as you know, and a lot of times when you head out on a running challenge, it's like, well, am I fit and do I have a good weather forecast? But for this, there's a lot more that goes into it. You also need to be acclimated because we're up over 12,000 feet for some of it. You have to have the technical skills. There's a whole bunch of gear that you need to have sorted out, you know, from your skis and your boots to your climbing skins. And as you mentioned, the crampons, helmets, harnesses, all of that stuff. With this kind of huge elevation gradient, you get really variable conditions from top to bottom. And so we had, you know, quite good conditions up high, but it had unfortunately already melted out a lot in the base of the valley. So if you can imagine the pleasure, we lost quite a bit of time in places where we actually had to run or hike in our ski boots because there was no snow left. So we lost quite a bit of time on that. And then Valentine did get pretty sick at the end of it, which slowed us down a little bit. So we ended up with a time of 26 hours and 21 minutes for, as you said, it was 66 miles and 26,600 feet of vertical gain. And we're pretty sure that, you know, it can be that we could do it under 24, but I'm not quite ready to go back and try it again.
Amazing. And, you know, and you just mentioned some of the incredible challenges you had. It sounds like you were running through mud at some points of this. Are you concerned about the future of sky running and the haute route, things like that, as we face a changing climate? Because I have to imagine that's going to change a lot as you continue to do this kind of running and training over the years.
You know, I'm really glad that you asked that question because it's actually something that I've thought a lot about and that we certainly thought about going into this project. For skyrunning itself, I'd say it's a little bit, as a lot of summer sports are, it's a little bit more resilient because it's more on rock and dirt than something like this is. But one of the interesting things and hard things about the haute route is that the window, for example, in which it's possible is getting smaller by the year. There are places that you can really see the impacts of climate change where glaciers have melted a lot and there are large moraines that are pretty unstable that have been left in the wake of glaciers melting. And so I definitely think that, you know, this kind of route, the time period when you can do it, when it's not dangerous midwinter condition and it's not already melted out and crevasses opening up, is getting shorter and shorter. And so that's definitely a concern for me and for a lot of people here and all of the communities that really depend on these high mountain environments, both for tourism and, you know, and their economies, but also natural resources.
Well, it's certainly just an amazing accomplishment. I'm glad you were able to get this in when you did. St. Johnsbury native and world-class skyrunner and mountaineer Hillary Girardi, thank you so much for checking back in with us again.
Thanks for having me on, Mitch. It's a pleasure.